Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Well, the direction of weekly cash cattle trade will be the front and center of the minds of most market participants this week, although limited interest is likely today. Monday's activity is expected to revert back to the traditional show list distribution and inventory taking, while bids and asking prices are not likely until later in the week. Cash cattle trade last week set the tone midweek last week with limited cleanup activity through the end of the week. With prices mostly a dollar lower, we saw a dollar lower to a dollar higher actually here in our part of the country. The wider full range was $109 to $112 live, $172 to $175 dressed. Despite the renewed support in pork cutout values late last week, the firm pressure in the hog futures trade continues to add uncertainty in the entire complex. Even though lean hog futures showed no significant weekly losses, the stark difference between the first half of the week and second half led to the development of a weaker market curve in all nearby contracts that sparked moderate trader concern. Weaker wheat prices overnight across the three exchanges, with Chicago and Kansas City wheat making new lows for the move. At the lows overnight, Chicago wheat hit the lowest level since October 2nd, while Kansas City hit the lowest level since October 14th. Last week was particularly brutal for wheat, with all three classes losing 19 to 30 cents by Friday settlement as large crop estimates for Canada and Australia weighed. Lower corn prices overnight, following through on Friday's sell-off, which produced the largest daily losses of December. South American weather is mostly non-threatening the next 2 weeks as Argentina continues planting, and Brazilian corn growing areas should see some timely precipitation. Trader weak trade overnight in the soy complex as meal and soybeans follow through on Friday's losses, while soybean oil finally gives up a bit of premium. Soybean oil has had the most bullish headlines of late, thanks to Indonesian report policies, as well as supportive crop estimates from Canada related to canola. We'll check futures after this.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Well, December live cattle down 72, 108.87. February down 17, 112.40. January feeder cattle down 2 cents, 139.77. And March up 10 cents, 139.42. February hogs down 35, 66.57. Kansas City wheat, March down 7 cents, 542 and 3 quarters. May down 6 and 3 quarters at 549. Chicago wheat, March down 9 cents, 575 and a half. May's down 9 cents, 578 and 3 quarters. March corn is down 6 cents, 420 and a half. May down 5.5, 423 and a quarter. And January soybeans down 5 and a quarter cents, 1163.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.